Cleveland used to be called the Mistake on the Lake, but Toledo, a city on the other edge of Ohio, was a place nobody even noticed. As people today look to Silicon Valley for design innovation, they were looking a century ago to Toledo, Ohio, the industrial city where spark plugs, glass containers, scales, and Jeeps were manufactured. The Toledo Museum of Art even trained industrial designers. And now, the museum has devoted an entire exhibition to Toledo designs. David Darcy reports.
There wasn't much consumer choice in the early part of this century. Half the country's people lived on farms and made what they needed. When mass production began, products for the most part were all the same, says design historian John Heskett.
Even at the point where Henry Ford is supposed to have said, you can have any color you like as long as it's black, which actually wasn't quite true. But he insisted on only one design, the Model T. The Willis Company was designing cars in a variety of ways. They were designing 18, 19 different models on the same sort of chassis. So they were experimenting with design on a very broad front in Toledo.
Before it made Toledo famous for the Jeep, the Willis Overland Company was making sedans, coupes, and just about any kind of car that was available. By 1914, it was the second largest automaker in America. The company's wagon from the 1940s, the ancestor of the SUV, is on view in the exhibition The Alliance of Art and Industry, Toledo Designs for a Modern America. Toledo was a special case among industrial cities because companies there sought out designers, and its own Museum of Art, founded in 1901, set up a program to train them, says John Heskett. His most recent book is Toothpicks and Logos, Design in Everyday Life.
A lot of museums were set up in the 19th century with art schools attached to them. And the idea was that the influence of high art or fine art would percolate through these schools and then into industry and so educate the public taste. It was a very elitist attitude. It has some virtues, but essentially it doesn't work. What you got in Toledo, interestingly, and I think this is possibly because of the role that business people played on the board of the museum in Toledo, you got a design courses being established that attempted to develop aesthetic, formal design capabilities that could be adapted to local industry.
Most of those local companies were family-owned. Champion Spark Plug was one of the first companies in the country to design a corporate logo, the bow tie symbol Champion still uses today. The venerable Toledo Scale Company put its motto, Honest Weight, No Springs, on its products. By the 1930s, stores put Toledo scales outside to attract customers, usually women. A company designer noticed that women were avoiding the scales and moved the weight display that faced outward to face upward. That way, says exhibition curator Devera Tarragon, only the person standing on the scale could know the honest truth.
And what I love about it is the fact that as a woman, you could get on the scale and not everybody would see how much you weighed. It was done very, very deliberately because as we use video monitors now, or in the 80s and 90s used video machines to attract people into going into stores, in the 30s, such people weighers would have been outside stores to attract women to come in. What woman wants to go into a store and everybody see how much they weigh?
Design historian John Heskett.
It's a very small design change, but it's a very significant one because someone has been observing people. Observing their sensibilities, their problems, if you like. And the change doesn't necessarily have to be a massive one. If you want to make it acceptable to as many people as possible, it makes perfect sense to observe them in detail, to understand them in detail, and to design in detail for their needs.
After scales, Toledo's best-known product was and is still glass. The Art Museum, which was created by the owners of the Libbey Glass Company, has one of the best art glass collections in the world. But the current exhibition devotes an entire wall to the design process that created a glass that sold for a few cents or was just given away as a promotional item. Constantine Boehm designed the exhibition.
This display here of this long, long row of glasses tells that these are indeed objects for mass production. These were not one-of-a-kind pieces. And I think it's quite an impressive achievement to understand that the design of this everyday glass actually went through these many steps of the creative design process.
If glass is Toledo's most enduring product, the city's industrial icon is the Willis Overland Jeep. There's an old joke that the camel is a horse designed by a committee. Curator Devera Tarragon says that's exactly what the Jeep was supposed to be.
Basically, it was three companies that were challenged by the government to come up with something that would replace the horse in the war. And from a design standpoint, being low to the ground, it's a very compact design. The wheels are such large design elements. I mean, it is about transportation. It's about pure function.
After the war, Willis Overland tried to get civilians to buy something called the Jeepster, a cross between the military vehicle and a sports car. It did not take on. Nor did a Toledo-designed kitchen of tomorrow with insect-killing fluorescent bulbs inside a glass refrigerator and glass cupboards. A redesign of the whole city planned in the 1960s for 1995 was never implemented. By the 1970s, John Heskett says, Toledo had gone corporate and lost a lot of its companies, its jobs, and its designers.
There was a process that accelerated in the 1960s of businesses owned by particular people or particular families being bought up by conglomerates. In other words, ownership of businesses moves out of Toledo. It becomes part of a national pattern of ownership and even an international pattern of ownership. So that close, intimate link with the community becomes lost.
Today, objects from the days when Toledo led the way in industrial design can be hard to find. Curators had to place ads in newspapers and even buy some objects, like an ice cream scoop designed there, on eBay. And Devera Tarragon says the museum had to reassemble a 1939 Maytag washing machine from parts they found at yard sales.
It's about pure what mass production is really about the creation of parts that are interchangeable.
Toledo Designs for America will travel to Columbus, Ohio, and then to the San Francisco Airport Museum. Not all of Toledo's design days are behind it, though. A new plant in Toledo is making the latest version of the Jeep, the Liberty. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy.